Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun today, with daytime highs approaching 89. Winds out of the southeast, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, slight chance for storms. Lows dip down to about 50. Bright sunshine expected tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 79. Mainly clear Friday with a high of 78, 82 Saturday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm Staff Meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, 58.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. Drug arrests in Emporia with national implications. Julio Flores has more.
Six people have been charged by a criminal complaint in connection with alleged multinational drug smuggling operation that used a commercial charter bus to transport liquid methamphetamine from Mexico to Emporia. According to court documents, these defendants are charged with one count of possession with the intent to distribute 500 grams or more of methamphetamine. Trey Wagaman, 42, Elizabeth Benitez, 33, and Jesus Cruz Rodriguez, all three of Emporia. I'm Julio Flores.
A fatal accident involving two vehicles Tuesday shut down I-70 East near mile marker 343, close to the Waubonsie-Shawnee County line. The crash happened in a construction zone and left one person dead and two injured. Significant backups happened eastbound between K-30 and Ranch Road in Waubonsie County, and it was detoured for a time while officers reconstructed the accident as part of their investigation. This is Kansas Information Network News.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark, and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Steel deals are happening now. From instant savings on select tools to free battery offers on some of our most popular battery tool sets. You can enjoy great deals and do it all with Steel. Shop online or in store at your local Steel dealer. Offer valid for a limited time only at participating dealers while supplies last.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Governor Kelly has signed a proclamation approving updated drought declarations for Kansas counties, saying that as drought conditions have persisted across Kansas through the winter and spring, they must respond accordingly. And as we head into the summer months, where we typically see drier conditions, she urges Kansans to consider their water usage and take extra care to prevent wildfires. The drought declaration placed three counties into emergency status, 39 counties into warning status, and 63 counties into watch status. And this action was recommended by Connie Owen, the director of the Kansas Water Office and chair of the governor's drought response team. Precipitation totals have varied widely across Kansas in recent weeks, with some eastern and southeastern counties receiving heavy rainfall that temporarily improved surface moisture, while central and western regions continue to experience worsening drought conditions. Despite these isolated rains, much of the state remains below average for cumulative precipitation, with ongoing deficits in soil moisture and declining stream flows. Connie Owen said the governor's drought response team will continue to monitor the drought conditions across Kansas and make recommendations to Governor Kelly as conditions change. This proclamation will remain in effect for the counties identified until rescinded by a proclamation ending the declaration or revising the drought stage status of the affected counties. Among the county drought stage declarations, locally, a drought warning is in effect for Decatur, Phillips, Rawlins, Smith, and Norton counties. For more detailed information about current conditions and county declarations, you can visit the Climate and Drought webpage on the Kansas Water Office website at kwo.ks.gov. The Kansas Department of Revenue has announced that the popular blackout-style license plates will soon be coming to Kansas vehicles. Beginning July 1, 2025, this highly anticipated new plate design will be available to Kansas drivers to purchase from their local county treasurer's office. Governor Kelly said she's always happy to listen to her constituents about issues that matter to them. So by introducing the blackout license plate style, they're giving Kansans more options on the road while still adhering to safe license plate requirements. Designed with an all-black background and sharp white lettering, the blackout plate adds a sleek and stylish plate design to the selection of distinctive license plates, and the introduction of this plate design is in response to the increasing interest from Kansans in having a blackout-style plate option for their vehicles. Blackout plates will be available for standard passenger vehicles and motorcycles, and the cost for a one-time plate fee will be $40, an annual royalty fee of $50, and a personalization fee, which is optional, for $45.50. The royalty fee collected for the blackout plate will go to the license plate replacement fund, and the funds will be used by the Department of Revenue to replace deteriorated license plates. To see all the distinct license plates currently offered, you can visit ksrevenue.gov/DOVplates. According to the National Agricultural Statistics Service, statewide in Kansas, based on May 1st conditions, Kansas's 2025 winter wheat crop is forecast at 345 million bushels. The average yield is forecast at 50 bushels per acre, and acreage to be harvested for grain is estimated at 6.9 million acres. For the week ending May 11, 2025, Kansas winter wheat conditions rated 7% very poor, 15% poor, 30% fair, 42% good, and 6% excellent. Kansas winter wheat jointed was 92%, near the 96% last year, and the 90% for the five-year average, and headed was 71%, near the 70% last year, and well ahead of the 47% average. About 67 people from 21 U.S. states and 6 countries traveled in 17 cars on 6 routes between Manhattan and Colby, Kansas on Tuesday, stopping at wheat fields every 15 to 20 miles along the routes as part of the Wheat Quality Council's 67th Annual Hard Winter Wheat Evaluation Tour. And in addition to Kansas reports, scouts from Nebraska and Colorado met the group in Colby to give reports from their states. Roy Shaneman from the Nebraska Wheat Board reported that the Nebraska crop is estimated at 34 million bushels and yield is estimated at 40 bushels per acre. And a report from Colorado estimated the crop at 65 million bushels based on a yield of 35 bushels per acre and 2.1 million acres planted. These estimates are for this year's hard winter wheat crop during this current snapshot in time. The Wheat Tour 25 continues today, Wednesday, May 14th, with 6 routes between Colby and Wichita, Kansas. In Nebraska news, the McCook Police Department will be participating in the 2025 Make It Click Seatbelt High Visibility Mobilization, and the campaign runs from May 12th to June 1st. During the time frame, 2 additional McCook Police Department officers will be working an additional total of 35 hours of traffic and seatbelt enforcement, in addition to the regularly scheduled shifts. In 2023, the national seatbelt usage rate was 91.9%. However, Nebraska was well below that at 77.3%. On average, every 47 minutes, someone not wearing a seatbelt dies in a car crash, and among young adults 18 to 34 years old killed while riding in passenger vehicles in 2022, more than half, or 60%, were completely unrestrained, one of the highest percentages for all age groups. Men make up the majority of those killed in traffic crashes, and men are also overrepresented in unrestrained passenger vehicle occupant fatalities, with 54% of men and 41% of women dying without a seatbelt in 2022. The McCook Police Department encourages everyone riding or driving a motor vehicle to always wear their seatbelts and to drive safely. Nebraska Governor Jim Pillen signed an executive order on Friday, May 9th, that continues the existing burn ban in much of the state, and the extension is due to continued dry conditions in central and western Nebraska. The ban now remains in effect until May 21st. The burn ban applies to a wide area of the state to help lower the risks associated with potential grassland fires. The border runs south along Highway 81 from the South Dakota border to Highway 92, and the line then goes west to Highway 281 and runs south to the Kansas border. Last week, Governor Pillen revised the burn ban to allow fire chiefs discretion in granting burn permits to irrigation districts so they can clear vegetation from ditches. And these exceptions still apply, but not when the National Weather Service issues a red flag warning. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Included in the unofficial minutes of the Norton City Council meeting that was held on May 7th, Andrew Black reported on the recommendation from the Personnel Committee to the Finance Committee for on-call compensation, saying this will be considered by the Finance Committee when preparing the 2026 budget, and it would begin January 1st, 2026. Jason Jones outlined the recommendation that the Water, Sewer, Parks, Electric, and Public Works departments would like to retain the option of taking time off, according to the current policy, or taking monetary compensation. And City Administrator James Maru previously mentioned that he could put some numbers to this for the Finance Committee. Jason then reported that in the proposal, the police department would like to get an increased and shift differential pay instead of getting additional pay for on-call time, and the shift differential pay would increase from $0.35 per hour to $3.60 per hour. Jason stated that Chief Lowry has done research, and this increase is less than what other cities the size of Norton have in place for shift, as some have up to $10 shift differential pay. The proposal also includes the times for the shift differential pay, and Jason mentioned that the police department's shift differential pay will need to be included in the employee handbook. Jason reported that Abigail Horn and Chief Lowry are working on a sign-on bonus program for new police officers, and he said that the Personnel Committee would like to see this for other departments with hard-to-fill positions. Jason also inquired about staffing in all the city departments, and he was advised that the police department has two positions open, the water and sewer department will have one position open, and the electric department has one position open. Jason talked about Rose Garrison's presence at a Parks and Cemetery Committee meeting several months ago, asking if the city could get some part-time help to help with mowing and trimming. He reported his findings recently of city properties that have been mowed but not trimmed, and he felt that while the city expects citizens' yards to be mowed and trimmed, the city properties have not been. James stated that the prison work crew does most of the trimming, and they only have them every other month. The city's month for this month is May, and also a summer help mower operator has started, so more trimming and mowing will be done. James said there is one more summer help mower operator position that the city is looking to fill, and that periodically the Public Works Department employees do help with some of the mowing and trimming. During Dale's report at the Parks and Cemetery Committee meeting, he talked more about the electric work that needs to be done in the concession stand under the grandstands in Elmwood Park and the liability issue. He also reported that there had been 60 applicants for employment at the swimming pool, and he gave a timeline of the meetings and training that will take place for the employees. He also reported that time for pool parties may change from 2 hours to 1.5 hours. Dale then scheduled a Parks and Cemetery Committee meeting for 3 o'clock on May 20th, and he reported that the next town hall meeting is scheduled for 7 o'clock on May 19th at the Senior Citizen Center. A motion was made by Dale Jacobson and seconded by Jim Miller to allow the Fair Board to put in concrete manure blocks on the northeast corner of the livestock barn in Elmwood Park, with one block being there permanently and the other temporarily. The vote was taken and the motion carried. A motion was made by Gerald Jones and seconded by Dale Jacobson to endorse the Retire the Ride proclamation as declared by the mayor. The vote was taken and the motion carried. A motion was made by Jim Miller and seconded by Andrew Black to approve appropriating Ordinance Number 9 as a whole. The vote was taken and the motion carried. And a motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Gerald Jones to adjourn. The council then adjourned at 7:10 p.m. A mass of Christian burial for Scott Esslinger, 55, of Norton, will be held at the St. Francis of Assisi Catholic Church tomorrow, Thursday, May 15th at 11 a.m. Visitation will be held from 5 to 7 p.m. today, Wednesday, May 14th, at the Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, and a wake service and rosary will be held at 7 p.m. following the visitation at the funeral home. Memorial contributions may be made to the Scott Esslinger Memorial Fund and sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton, and condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll be having Cook's Choice. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be Cook's Choice. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be cheesy chicken bake, bread, vegetable, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, Farmers Helping Farmers to Succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be partly sunny with a high near 89 and a southeast wind around 10 miles per hour. For tonight, there's a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly before 11 p.m. and patchy blowing dust before 1 a.m. Otherwise, tonight should be mostly clear with a low around 50 and windy, with wind gusts as high as 40 miles per hour. On Thursday, it should be sunny with a high near 79 and breezy, with gusts as high as 35 miles per hour. And on Thursday night, it should be partly cloudy with a low around 48. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continue with your weather forecast. On Friday, it should be sunny with a high near 78. On Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 80. On Sunday, there's a 30% chance of showers, otherwise partly sunny with a high near 78 and breezy. On Monday, a 40% chance of showers, otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 82. And on Tuesday, should be mostly sunny with a high near 71. Currently, with fair skies, it is 63 degrees. The humidity is 88%. The wind speed is southeast at 12 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.52, and the dew point is 59 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:21. It's time for Kansas Sports. That's being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. Infamous Kansas City Chiefs superfan Xavier Babadar was sentenced in an Oklahoma courtroom Monday to 32 years in prison, 2.5 years after authorities caught him in the state as he fled from a local bank robbery. Babadar, known as Chiefsaholic, is already serving a 17.5-year federal sentence for robbing banks in seven states from 2022 to 2023, but the Tulsa County District Attorney's Office wanted him to serve more time and sought a life sentence for the 30-year-old. His sentence is concurrent, meaning he'll serve an additional 14.5 years in an Oklahoma penitentiary after his federal term ends. In December 2022, en route to a Chiefs game against the Houston Texans, Babadar stopped in Bixby, Oklahoma, and pointed a black CO2 pistol at a bank teller at the credit union before fleeing with $150,000. He was caught shortly afterward and in February 2023, released on bond. A month later, after receiving $100,000 in winnings from two bets on the Chiefs, he removed his GPS device and went on the run. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupe.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.